Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there. This is Penny McElroy, and I'm also known as the Good Health Granny. Now, I want to ask you a question. Are you ready to become a stronger force and influence in changing the health of the next generation of kids? That's my heart. That's my passion. And I have a guest that she also has the same passion that she has shared for many years. The idea of the Good Health Granny came about because I heard a Surgeon General give a speech a few years back. And in that speech, he talked about a statistic that really shocked me and made me realize that we have to do something to change the future for the next generation of kids. What the Surgeon General said was that the children of this generation are likely to die before their parents do. And the reason for that is because of the poor lifestyle choices that these kids are making. Now, he did say that unless something changes. So I want to be part of that change. And I'm building an army of grannies that also want to be part of that change. My determination and passion is to change that statistic, and I really believe that together we can do that. In my mind, I see this army of grannies changing the future for these kids, giving them a better place to live, for better mental health, determination, stronger. And these grannies are focused on capturing the attention and the hearts and the passion of this generation of kiddos, because that's what it's going to take to make that change. But in order to do that, they have to lead this movement, and they first have to reach their own grandkids and give them motivation into wanting to get, to stay, and to be healthy. These kids desire to be healthy. That's what my vision is. I want them to desire to be healthy. I can see that happening with the people around me, but this movement has to grow and develop and become stronger. Today, I've asked a fellow granny, and this is a friend by the name of Ray Perry, to join me. Ray is the founder of a group that's known as Educating for Success. And I'm going to ask Ray to share her vision and her mission here in a minute. But first, I want to introduce Ray properly. She is actually has her own army of people to help her spread her vision and help her accomplish her mission. At first glance, Ray's vision may seem completely different than that of the Good Health Granny. And you might want to ask yourself, or you might ask yourself, why would I ask her to come on and talk? At Educating for Success, her online community of experts actually teach homeschooling families how to live a life of financial freedom. And they do that by building home-based businesses that can supply all the family's financial needs. And they teach the children of these families how to enter the real world with an adequate education that prepares them to contribute to society and provide well for their future families. I can tell you with confidence that Ray and I share a passion for good health for this generation of children. Now, that's because good health isn't only about physical health. The definition of good health is a state of complete physical, mental, and social well-being. How I got introduced to Ray was I tagged along with one of my daughters who has five of my grandchildren that she homeschools. To one of Ray's conferences where she hosts this community of parents, their children, and actually their grandparents that kind of tag along. While I was there, I watched Ray, and I was so fascinated with her passion for wanting good health for each individual child in that conference. She singled them out and called them by name and brought them up on stage, and her passion was imparted into their hearts. It was just phenomenal to see it. Being a certified health coach, one of the things that I share with my clients is the importance of building a balanced life. You have to have a balanced diet. You have to have balanced play and work schedules. Everything in your life has to be balanced. Now, I'm working on and building a vision of good physical health in the minds and bodies of this generation. Ray is busy building a vision of good financial, emotional, and spiritual health. They have to work together. In order for this generation to have this vision of good health, they have to work together. I've asked Ray to join me today because she is such a remarkable entrepreneur. She's a mother. She's a granny. She's a friend to everybody she meets. She's also a whirlwind of energy, of ideas, and of passion. She may not be from the state of Texas, but her heart is so big that I would love to give her an honorary citizenship, Texas citizenship. Now I'm going to turn it over to Ray, and I'm going to ask Ray to share her experiences. And I want you to listen because I want you to pick up on her passion and what brought her to this place in her life that she wants to impart into other people some of this passion. So, Ray, would you please tell us how you got where you're at and what led you to start this community, this army of people?
Well, Penny, thank you so much for having me on your show. It's such an honor to be here, and it was a pleasure to meet you at the last conference. I just have to tell you that the thing that made me passionate was children. My husband was a public school teacher at first, and then he had a couple different jobs, but he never made more than $35,000 a year, even though he had almost two master's degrees in education from a major university. So I was not prepared to be able to live poor because I was raised in your standard middle class American family, and so I had to make some serious adjustments. But we frustrated doing that, so we started working for a book company that out of Florida that provided curriculum for homeschoolers, and I learned a lot about how to homeschool children on a shoestring, but also with a lifestyle of learning, so that instead of filling their bucket with facts and figures, you lit a fire underneath them and gave them a love for learning. So I love that whole concept. But people would come to us all the time and they'd say, what about high school? Well, I had to start thinking about high school when my children got older, and I could tell that a couple of them were not going to make it through college. It wasn't that they weren't smart enough. It was that they wouldn't play the game. I have a degree from a major university in education, and I just knew that a couple of these kids were just not going to be able to play the game. So we started looking at alternatives, and it turned out that home business was an option. Well, in 2003, the Lord put me in the middle of the Internet Millionaires, and I learned that a lot of them had dropped out of college, and some had dropped out of high school, and a couple of them had never been to high school, but they were all millionaires and experts in their own realm. So I started learning from them and then inviting them to come hang out with my homeschoolers and teach them how to make money. And so what started as a one-day workshop in my house out here in the middle of nowhere, 2 hours close to, from the Nashville airport, we had a one-day workshop and 100 people came from 18 states and 4 people flew. The next year, the same thing happened off of a Yahoo group of 300, and that turned into a conference. And so ever since then, that was in 2000, we've been hosting conferences that have gotten bigger and bigger. So now we have gone from hotels, and now we've gone actually on to state parks because they're a child-friendly environment. And we just host them once a year to teach people how to make a turn. I was 55 at the time. I still had 4 of my children at home, and I became the primary breadwinner of the family, and I had never thought that I would ever have to do that. And so I had to turn my little hobby into a business and crank it up to be able to provide for the family. And so after I did that, all of a sudden all these widows and single moms started coming to me, and I realized that it was somewhat of an epidemic in our country where families don't last for very long. Either the husband dies or runs off. And so I realized that we need to be training our girls as well as our boys to be able to provide for themselves. And then not only just to make money with a business, but also learn how to invest the money that they do make. And so if a girl is married and doesn't have a job, she can invest the money that her husband's bringing in and increase the value of it so that it makes the husband happy and also increases the financial stability of the family. So I've become a somewhat of an expert in home business by default, you might say. So anytime anybody says, hey, do you know anything about this, I go find out about it because I want to be able to give an honest evaluation of it. So I just love to surround myself with people who are able to make money in any way whatsoever, online or offline, and then I just put them all together in an online community. We meet daily. We have a Facebook group. We have webinars every so often. Some groups have them weekly. Some have them monthly. And then we have conferences. Now we have two. School your children to have a home business. It's not like a convention. It doesn't have vendors. But in the winter time, in January, February, we come together and bring in education experts. So what we do is we homeschool. We help homeschoolers learn how to homeschool their children for home business, specifically without college, and entrepreneurs how to build businesses. So with those two conferences, we meet twice a year and absolutely have a marvelous time, love it, and hope that we're making a difference in the world to prepare people to become financially healthy.
Well, you definitely are making a difference in the world. My one regret after going to the seminar that I went to in the spring was that this tool was not available for me when I had my children at home and was homeschooling. I have never seen anything like it. It is absolutely awesome. Now, for the audience, if y'all are ready to become a positive force in molding the next generation of individuals, a good place to start is by plugging into Ray's online community. And you can do that by going to educatingforsuccess.com. It's really very easy to find, and learn how to build financial freedom for your whole family and pass that information on, because it's not just about our generation. It's not about our kids' generation. It's not even about just our grandkids' generation. It's about generations to come. The mindset of go to school, get a good job, work for 40 years, then retire and live like a king. That never did work, and that information was passed on from generation to generation. I still hear it at times. So the idea of teaching kids how to find their skills, their talents, their passions, and exceed at it, and that's what I saw. At that seminar, Ray, that is what I saw in the faces of the kids. That's what I heard from all of the speakers on the stage. I was just blown away. It was awesome. So be sure and plug into Ray's community, Educating for Success. She's got another seminar coming up, and they'll find information on that online, right?
Right. You can go to educatingforsuccess.com/2018. HBC, which stands for Home Business Conference. It's August 9th through 11th at Lake Bartley State Park in Kentucky. It's an absolutely awesome, wonderful state park, and we have some wonderful millionaire experts to come talk to us this year about some very interesting topics, and we would love to have you come. And thank you, Penny, so much for this endorsement. I just have to say, it wasn't my idea to do this whole community. It was pretty much God-inspired, and I'm just doing what I'm told.
I know that feeling. So you don't ignore those promptings because he won't want you. I've tried, believe me, but it don't work. So you might as well do it and enjoy it while you're doing it. So,
that's right.
But now you can find the Good Health Granny on Facebook. Just look for the Good Health Granny, and I'm the only one that pops up. You'll be seeing a video. My grandkids and I, this weekend, we did some cooking together. One of them was we made healthy gummies, and we had so much fun. Then I made dinner for everybody, but we made spaghetti, and the spaghetti sauce I snuck in all kinds of vegetables. So we're going to do some videos to share that experience. It's really nice to do something that makes life fun, and that's what the Good Health Granny does for me. It makes life fun. So thank you very much, Ray, for everything that you do, and please keep doing it and sharing it with everybody you know. I know I will be telling everybody I know about you, and keep your army growing, because we can turn the tide of this nation and this country if we work together. So thank you very much.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me. Appreciate being here.